This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, looting and lawlessness is beginning to diminish 6 days after the city was occupied by the U.S. military. Iraqi policemen have volunteered to participate in joint patrols with American soldiers. Buses and taxis are back on the streets, though most stores remain closed. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. What about the basics? You have electricity?
No, there's still the city is still without its basic public services, and in fact, the U.S. military is now starting to work with Iraqi local officials on getting some of those services up and running: water, hospitals, and as you just mentioned, electricity. I was just at a power plant here, one of the city's main power plants. It provides electricity for about 3 million people, about half the population of Baghdad, and it got hit during the war. And they don't have the spare parts to repair it. But the other problem, even if they did, this station runs on natural gas. And the natural gas pipeline from Tikrit to Baghdad has been cut. So they're facing a lot of problems there. The U.S. military have come in and tried to help the locals. As I say, they're looking at a bare minimum of about 3 days before things are up and running, before the electricity comes back.
How about the looting? Is there anything left to steal?
There's not a lot left to steal. It's a really distressing situation to see. They've taken, antiquities, they've pillaged the libraries, they've just done everything. It actually has started to diminish now, although you still see a lot of people carting off tables and chairs and carpets and really anything they can get their hands on. But what we're seeing now is very unusual. It's something of a counterflow as well, and people are starting to round up materials, items that have been looted, and returning them to where they got them from. And I use as an example the power station where I was at. When I was there, they were bringing back in equipment and, again, tables, desks, chairs, lamps, fans, everything. And this is all being organized through the local mosques. It's where the imams, the prayer leaders of the mosque, are getting people to round up the stuff and get it back. So it's a bit of a phenomenon, and it's a very good sign.
What about the security situation? Is there still shooting?
Bob, this is still a very, very dangerous city to be in. There's a lot of sporadic gunfire here, occasionally through the day, but certainly through the night, that just rattles across the city. A lot of that really does go back to the looting. It's the Iraqis, they've taken it upon themselves to try to stop the looting, and so they've organized these, if you like, armed neighborhood watches. They've done things like barricade the streets so people can't get in easily, and if they do, there's a lot of armed men protecting houses and shops so these people don't just come out and gut them.
And what are residents of Baghdad saying about their lives?
Well, the jubilation of last week has certainly started to ebb. Now they're trying to get on with their lives, just the basic things: food, water, sanitation, electricity. And, their view of the American and the British forces here has changed a lot, in part because they were relying on the military, the U.S. military, to help repair all the damage that was done here and repair it quickly. That hasn't happened. And there's a certain sense that they were hoping that the U.S. military troops would be there to try and stop the looting. Now, the U.S. military is taking a more active role, but certainly you can't be everywhere at the same time. Many Iraqis are saying that the American military planners should have been better planned for this type of fall off from the war, and they just weren't there. And to give the U.S. military and the British military its due, there are a lot of tight pockets of resistance in this city still that they have to fight. So they do have their hands full here.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Baghdad.